Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we have ADHD. We have a definition that can really fit just about any kid at some point in his normal development. There are times when kids just don't seem to listen when spoken to directly, whether it's to their parents or teachers or whatever. And sometimes they don't follow through on instructions. In fact, a lot of people, children and adults, tend not to do this. So they don't finish schoolwork, chores, or duties in the workplace or start tests, but quickly lose focus and get easily sidetracked. Now, of course, there's discipline, there's reward and punishment, all kinds of things you could institute for these situations. But again, Rice Bran works wonders. They have problems organizing tasks and activities, such as what to do in sequence. And this is something that's actually worsened by school, because in school, the activities are all organized by someone else, the sequence is done by someone else, and so kids literally don't get any experience with this. And messy work and poor time management. Again, you have a kid that's not even doing chores at home. Poor mother or someone else is doing all the chores. And avoid or dislike tasks that require sustained mental effort, like schoolwork or homework, or for teens and older adults preparing reports, completing forms of reviewing lengthy papers. All of these things, schoolwork, homework, preparing reports, completing forms, reviewing lengthy papers, are things no one should have to do. They're totally unnecessary. Now, if the kid can't cook a meal from beginning to end, oh, we got troubles. If the kid is not able to care for himself, you know, get fully dressed, we got troubles. But all of these tasks they're listing here are make work irrelevant, fabricated tasks. And so we're even using criteria here that are imaginary and irrelevant. They lose things necessary for tasks or activities such as school supplies, pencils, books, tools, wallets, keys, paperwork, eyeglasses, and cell phones. Who has not ever lost a cell phone? But again, is this a reason for medication? Probably not. I would definitely say with ADHD, start with Rice Bran and then continue with the rest of the diet, where the kid eats fruit instead of candy, where they drink water instead of juice or soda pop, and it's pretty straightforward. And so these labels basically allow the medication of any and every individual by the government. Here's schizophrenia, another definition of schizophrenia. It's a brain disorder, listen carefully, because it's going to be a shocker. A disorder that distorts the way a person thinks, acts, expresses emotions, perceives reality, and relates to others. That's a definition of an American person moving to Panama. Their perspective or the way they saw things in the United States leads them to think or act or express emotions and perceive reality and relate to others in totally bizarre ways. I'll give you an example. When I first came here, I was like very concerned with security. And so at night, I would hear this banging sound. And I was like, oh my God, someone's trying to break in the roof. And oh, what am I going to do? And so finally, when I decided I couldn't stand the stress anymore, and I got someone to check out the situation, it was actually avocados from the tree which overhung my roof. And avocados would fall on my roof, roll off the roof, onto the ground. And so this person said, look, actually my future husband, it wasn't my husband at the time, he said, we heard 3 buds last night. I said, yes, yes. He said, we're going to find 3 avocados on the ground. Let's go check. Sure enough, there were 3 avocados. there was moonlight. And there was a bush near the window. And the leaves of the bush would move. And, of course, with the backlighting of the moon, I was like, oh, my God, there's somebody outside the window. And of course, my husband pointed this out to me. He said, look, there's the moon. Look, there's a branch. It's just a branch. There's nobody there. Oh, okay. So there's a lot of stuff where, because of preconceived notions, people think or act or express emotions or perceive reality or relate to others in ways that are just not appropriate. And so you get disorganized thinking. Like, I'm walking through the square, and there's these messages blaring out on loudspeakers. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? What are they saying? Am I supposed to be doing something? Is there a danger? And so thank goodness I was walking with someone who spoke Spanish and was from Panama, and he said, oh no, doctor, don't worry. That's propaganda. It's just propaganda. Ignore it. So this definition of schizophrenia is pretty loose. And again, the cure for schizophrenia, in terms of the person being able to, what you really want the person to be able to do is cope and take care of themselves, provide for their needs, which is clothing, shelter, whatever. However they do that, they can do it by getting a job and paying rent or buying food. They can do it by gathering food from trees, however they want to handle it. But I would suggest that a person who's able to take care of their needs, whether it's directly by going and picking the food themselves, or whether it's indirectly by making friends with someone who can help or provide those needs, however they do that, that is a person who is perfectly okay and doesn't have any kind of mental illness at all. So these newfangled definitions of mental illness are totally without basis. At least in the old days, there was a criteria. There was this behavior had to be exhibited. Did this person assault someone? No, then they don't have mania. Did this person empty the bank account, leaving their whole family destitute? No, they don't have mania. So literally, there had to be a behavioral manifestation. Here, no. Or even worse, they have normal behaviors listed as a manifestation of mental illness. This is serious. So what's the solution? Solution, of course, is don't go see a mental health person, and don't go see any of the people who lead into mental health. What is that? If you send your kid to school, literally their job is to have your kid labeled before graduation. Whether they label in the first grade, third grade, fifth grade, whatever, their job is to label your child. One way or another, he gets labeled. Defective goods, ADHD, mania, bipolar, whatever, to get a label. And so one easy solution is just don't send your kid to school. Easy beans. Just don't send them. That's number one. Number two, if you send your child, then there are ways of coping. I think the simplest way of coping is to let them be labeled, accept the drugs, don't give them the drugs. And then you can change his diet. Don't allow the school to feed him. He eats breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home. And you let him know he is not to eat at school. The school know they are not to feed him, and that your child is your child, and you will feed him. And if that doesn't work, then I think the best thing is just to take him out of school. So right now, the basic labeling entryways are school, whether it's K through 12 or even college. They have all kinds of college advisors that route these young adults into drug use. Then once you get past that phase of life, let's say you're more than 25, you're out of college, then you have to realize that these diagnoses are not beneficial to you. And they do not signify that you have a mental disorder. If you are having intrusive thoughts, repetitive thoughts, then you should take a look at your diet. Usually it's the sugar, the wheat, and the crackers. And the juices. Get rid of all of those. And a lot of times that's enough. If that's not enough, then definitely get some rice bran, quarter cup a day. Any way you can eat it is fine. just get it in. So ADHD and these nagging, whatever, that's one way to handle them. Another way is take a look at your life situation. Maybe there's something that you don't like. For example, I was living in a place where there was traffic, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't get any exercise because there was so much traffic. So I moved to a place where the road is pretty dead, and there's no traffic because the road is so bad, and now I can walk. I do a lot of walking, and I'm a lot healthier for it. So take a look at your life and see if there's structurally something that's actually standing in the way of your mental health and remove it. You know, if it's a spouse situation, then just take a vacation, leave for a week, and then check and say, hey, you missing me yet? If he says no, I say, okay, stay away a little longer. Are you missing me yet? Oh, yeah, honey, I miss you. Oh, please come home. Oh, okay, all right, I'll be there in a bit. So you've got to feel free to alter or change your circumstance to whatever it is that you want. So that is it for the formal presentation. I hope that that's pretty clear. We've got tons of questions on Facebook and lots of really good feedback. So basically what's psychiatry? It's a bunch of gaslighting. And if someone tells you you've got a psychiatric disorder, they're just funning with you. And you got to decide just how much funning you're going to put up with. All right, we're saying hi to the chat room people. Hi, chat room. All right, so questions. Dr. Daniels, what kind of rice bran do you get, stabilized or not? I get stabilized because it's the only one I have access to. I have since realized that if it's not stabilized, it may have bugs in it. Okay, so this person uses Vitacost rice bran, Vitacost Now bran. It's all the same. I'm sure they all get it from the same source. When the doc says rice bran, does she mean to eat it or to wash on the skin? So you wash on the skin to get rid of rough skin, to make your skin smooth and soft, and you eat it to get rid of mental disorders. My aunt has been diagnosed with schizophrenia for the last 40 years. She's in and out of mental hospitals. Lots of medications. Nothing has really worked long term. My mother says that my grandmother gave them turpentine sugar as kids, so I think I could convince my aunt to try it on this basis, but she's also diabetic. I assume it would not be a good idea to give her the turpentine sugar in this case. You are incorrect. It is a wonderful idea. It is wonderful for diabetes, and many people have reported it cures their diabetes. What would be an alternative way to give turpentine to a diabetic? Not necessary. Turpentine sugar works just great for them. But you're glossing over your aunt's problem. I would recommend going to vitalitycapsules.com, downloading the Candida Cleaner Report, and for your schizophrenic aunt, have her follow the diet and start the turpentine in due time. I would not start with turpentine. So you want to get her cleaned out with the Vitality Capsules. I would use regular strength. Use regular strength Vitality Capsules, get her cleaned out with that, change her diet, get her well hydrated, and take your time starting a turpentine. I would give her at least a month of, you know, preparation. I know you're not a vegetarian. A veterinarian. But my 15-pound cat has worms. It's a big cat. I want to use turpentine on him. Do you have a guess how much and what substance I should give it? Okay, so for pets, just put one drop on the pet food and hope he eats it. If he doesn't eat it, then put like 5 drops on his belly where he has no skin. I'm sorry, no least amount of fur. Is rice bran orally best to be mixed or eaten alone? Actually, either one. It's a very pleasant cereal. So if you take a quarter cup of rice bran and you pour boiling water over it, stir it up, it's actually a very pleasant, calming drink. So I'll sometimes do it that way, or I'll just throw it into some bread that I'm making. When I say some bread, I mean usually banana bread. In fact, in one of my cookbooks, I have a banana bread recipe specifically for this purpose of getting rice bran into people who might not otherwise eat it. And there's also spices in there to help. Good idea. Okay. Is it a good idea to use regular and super strength vitality capsules intermittently? Yes. Depending on your situation, that can be very, very positive. All right, let's take a look at Dr. Davis, can you please discuss how even psychotherapy causes more harm than good? Yes. When you decide someone is crazy and they are not responding to reason, stop talking. Stop talking. I do not talk to people who are crazy. The time for talking is past. So when someone is, you've decided that they're crazy, however you reach that conclusion. And by the way, your assessment is as good as any psychiatrist's idea, because all they're doing is guessing. They just guess, all right, person's not conforming. Let's try this drug. Let's try that drug. Let's add this drug. So they don't have any concept of what they're doing either. So your guess is as good as theirs. So my father always told me, and this really, really helped me a lot to shortcut a lot of stuff in life, don't try to make sense out of nonsense. I'll repeat that. Don't try to make sense out of nonsense. So if you're talking to someone, you're trying to reason with them, and they cannot be reasoned with them, and you think that what they're talking is nonsense, that's it. Stop. Shut up. Shut up. That's when, if you're in control of their food, you lace their food with rice bran, you lace their food with cardamom, you get all the juices out the house, that is what you do. You can't talk to someone who's not making any sense. It's a waste of time, because that's not the problem. The problem is a nutritional imbalance. The problem is too much toxins. So, you know, give that person regular strength vitality capsules. Have them poop a bit. I've had people come to my office and say to me, one guy came to my office, he had a list of all kinds of bizarre complaints. You know, I'm sad, I'm depressed, I'm this, I'm that, my wife's, you know, not a nice person. I mean, he was more elaborate than that, but you get the gist of it. I said, okay, look, here's the deal. Take these vitality capsules, poop at least 3 times a day, drink some water, eat some vegetables. All right. So I had him, and he pooped 3 times a day, and he pooped and pooped and pooped. And he came back about 3 weeks later. He said, "That I feel just fine." He said, "You mean all that time I was just full of poo?" And I just didn't say anything, because that, you probably knew that. How come you didn't just tell me? Obviously, if you tell someone you're full of crap, you've lost a client, number one. Number two, though, you haven't done me any good. But he felt great. He was in a really good, upbeat mood. His wife became, of course, a perfect person, and he was very happy with his life and able to cope with whatever was going on. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of times the psychiatrist will say, well, you know, you lack coping skills. Well, if you pooped a little more, you probably have a lot more coping skills, and life would be a lot easier. So psychotherapy is just simply a waste of time, because that's not the problem. There's really nothing to talk about. The person's got to get rid of their poo. They've got to eat more nutritious food, take some rice bran, and then they can take a look at their situation and say, you know what? I got the wrong job. Let me switch. You know what? I got the wrong spouse. We're going to commercial, and we will be back. Alrighty.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We're going to take some telephone calls. Now, caller, state your question briefly. I'm going to repeat it so the folks online can hear, and then I'll answer it. All right, we have Greg in Georgia. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, Dr. Daniels?
Pretty good.
That's great. How can an underweight skinny person gain healthy weight while losing stubborn belly fat?
So you lose the stubborn belly fat by having more bowel movements. You gain the weight by eating meats with your starches, just the opposite of what those folks tell you. So that would be the way. Eat starches with your meats. So I've worked with many people who are underweight, and I've had to give them meats to gain weight. It's just hasn't been any other way. Okay, Greg, thanks for calling in.
Do you exercise too?
No. No. Trying to get this person to gain weight. We don't want him to burn up this weight. We're trying to put weight on here.
Okay.
The stuff that's in the belly, what you're calling belly fat, is actually toxins. So there's not a need for going to the gym to get rid of the belly. All you need to do is poop and get rid of the toxins, and the belly goes away.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Anna in New York. Hi, Anna.
Dr. Daniels, I just started listening to your show. You were very highly recommended, and I wanted to get your expert advice. I'm 38 years old. I actually skipped my period since June. During this time, you know, I've had two kids. I've also put on a lot of weight and eating junk. For the past 3 weeks, I've been detoxing. I've been drinking lots of distilled water. I've been eating healthier. I've even started cooking with not liver, with the brains that I think you had recommended.
What's the question? What's the question?
My question is, how soon would I be able to get my period again? Because I definitely want that. I'm only 38 years old. The doctor had diagnosed me with early menopause.
Okay, wait, stop. So you've done nothing that's going to help you get your period. So let's take wrong way, go back. All right. Simplest, quickest way for you to get your period would be to eat liver and to do liver flushes. That's the quickest way to get your period.
All the other stuff you've done doesn't
have much to do with why you don't have your period. What you need to do is do liver flushes. That's going to clear out your liver, which is a major organ standing in your way. And then you need to eat liver. Liver is very high in cholesterol, and cholesterol is going to balance your hormones. And so that's going to take care of it for you.
Okay, so I shouldn't eat cow brains anymore?
Cow brains will give you cholesterol, but the liver flush is a piece you're missing, sounds like.
I see. Okay, so I'll start that. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Diana in California. Hi, Diana.
Calling because I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And after reading about it, I'm wondering if that has any link to the claustrophobia, the whole fight flight thing. And what should I do?
So how are you diagnosed with Hashimoto's? What's your TSH, just by the way?
It was 300 and something. Oh, I'm sorry. What do you call it? Those antibodies?
No, I don't want the antibodies. No. And not the antibody. TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. TSH.
Oh, okay, I'm looking at it right now. I'm sorry. The TSH. Hello. I'm trying to find it. I see my T3, my T4, my antibodies, and the TSH is 2.39. 2.39 MIU. /L.
Wow. So you have a normal thyroid. There's nothing wrong with your thyroid. Okay, so flush the diagnosis. What you do have, though, is you have antibodies. That means antibodies are made in response to parasites. So they use the word autoimmune, I'm sure. So really, all you have is syphilis. This is don't panic. A lot of people have it because it's a contaminant of vaccines. So there's nothing wrong with your thyroid. You do have a problem of an infestation. Your body is appropriately making antibodies to try to handle it. So what you need to do, I'm sure you've downloaded the Candida Cleaner Report at vitalitycapsules.com?
Yes.
Okay. So read that very carefully and follow those directions and take the turpentine. That will clear it up. But you do not have a thyroid problem, so your TSH is over, I would say over 10. Some people will say over 6. Your TSH is 2, so your thyroid is functioning perfectly fine. You have a problem, no doubt. You have a problem, but it's not your thyroid.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And when they say to me things like, well, your eyes bulge out.
You need to stop talking to them.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, what's starch meat? It's starch and meat. Okay, so we took care of that little starch and meat. Richie says, thank you. You're welcome, Richie. How many liver flushes can one do per year? 52. We're going off to commercial here.
No, please don't go.
Burn. are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Wow, we have tons of fun questions. So ask your question and then pause. I'm going to repeat it for the folks on Facebook, and then I'll answer it. All right, we have Mary in California. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. My question is, I have glaucoma, and they now have me on three different drops because somehow the pressure doesn't seem to go down. So mm-hmm. I was wondering if you have any suggestions or anything I can do to naturally take or to help lower the pressure.
Okay, so Mary's at glaucoma, taking 3 drops, and wants to know if she can, how she can naturally lower the pressure. First of all, find out what your pressure is and find out what the normal range is. They may be just medicating a normal eye pressure. You don't know. I've encountered
it's
that
20, a few times. It's like 20, sometimes it's been as high as 26.
Okay. That's slightly high. So the cure is a vegan diet. No dairy, no meat, lots of vegetables, brown rice, water, and, you know, some cleansing with vitality capsules, but that's basically it, and you'll see the pressure fall.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Omni in Virginia. Hi, Omni.
Yeah, hi. My name is Omni, and the problem is with my wife. When she's been here from Nigeria, and she does not see her period after 6 months. She comes from Nigeria to U.S., and after 6 months, she doesn't see her period. So, and when she visit Nigeria, she see her period. She comes back to U.S., she doesn't see it. And in U.S., they say that she has a tumor in the pituitary gland, and they did a surgery, and say that her estrogen is high. And so, after 2 years after then, she left to Nigeria. She's in Nigeria right now. The first day she entered Nigeria, she see her period.
Okay. So the question is, you have a woman who had no period in the United States, and they did surgery on her pituitary gland.
Yes.
And it seems like a surgery had no effect at all. So when she goes back to her home country, she has her period. When she's in the States, she has no period.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. So I say it's basically, it sounds like basically a dietary situational thing. So when she's in the United States, she should adopt a lifestyle really identical to what she has in Nigeria. Eat the same foods, have the same schedule. The other thing that can affect women's situation a lot of times is EMFs. That means the signals from Wi-Fi, the electricity in the house. I don't know if her situation in Nigeria has less electricity or less wireless signals that she's surrounded by, but that would be the simplest thing, is simply adopt the same schedule and diet that she has in Nigeria. So I'll give you an example. When I was 18, I sold books door-to-door. And when I sold books door-to-door, working 80 hours a week in the sun, not taking any breaks, I had no period for 4 months. I went back to school where, you know, my diet was different, everything was different, boom, period started again. So you have to take a look at what her schedule is in Nigeria and try to replicate that here in the United States.
Okay, but I know that while we are here in U.S., we eat more of the same food. So we go to African stores and buy food, and we import the food from Nigeria. So,
okay,
it's probably,
what about her schedule?
Her schedule is busy.
Exactly. So change her schedule back to her Nigerian schedule.
Okay.
So in my case, I was in the United States, and my period went away when I had this busy schedule of this particular job. As soon as I stopped the job, my periods came back.
My other question, Dr. Daniel, is blood pressure. Can one treat blood pressure with turpentine?
It does help, but your blood pressure is basically a dietary problem. So with that report, the Candida Cleaner report, you should follow that particular diet in that report.
Can I buy your Vitality from Amazon? Vitality,
no, you have to buy it from my website, vitalitycapsules.com.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
And for blood pressure, the extra strength is the better one.
Extra strength, okay.
Okay. All right, great.
Thank you.
We have Greg in Arkansas. Greg, what is your question?
Something. Hi, Hi, doctor. Something much simpler than that. A tooth abscess that I'm struggling with for a while in a molar, and tried all kinds of things. I am aware of Dr. Weston A. Price's information about the cautions of root canal. Of course, they're suggesting yanking it. I prefer to keep it. Very healthy tooth. I can chew nails on it. The tooth is never a problem, never painful. But right now I'm on a round of antibiotics because things got out of hand. Was managing it with natural things like oregano oil and that type of thing. Any suggestions on how to get rid of a stubborn tooth abscess?
Yeah, clove oil. Clove oil. Mm-hmm. So you just cut off a 1x2-inch piece of T-shirt, drip about 15 drops of clove oil, roll it up, and tuck it in next to the gum where your abscess is.
Now, I've been doing that along with other things, colloidal silver and other concoctions, oregano oil, garlic, all types of things I'd mix in a slurry and then sleep with it, you know, like a plug of it, like chewing tobacco or whatever.
Yeah, don't mix it. Don't mix it with anything, so it's nothing stronger than clove oil.
Oh, okay. Any other suggestions?
Don't mix it with anything, just clove oil.
Okay. And the dangers of root canals, would you suggest, if it were you, removal like most people are, and is there any other suggestion other than clove oil?
If it's an abscess, it's a tooth that you could chew on, I would use the clove oil, and it takes care of it very nicely. Also, you may want to, you know, increase your bowel movements with Vitality capsules. That's going to get the crap out the bottom end instead of your body putting it in an abscess. So you got to clear out your bowels and also clean up your diet. So try the diet and the Candida Cleaner Report and clearing your bowels while you're using the clove oil.
Okay, great. I'm regular in all ways and eat very healthily, and I am very healthy otherwise. And so I don't know what that would do, but I appreciate it. If you think of anything else, I'll be listening.
Okay, all right, you're welcome. Thank you. Have Kathleen in Paris. Kathleen.
Zone where I can contact you. And my Vitality capsules are on the way, and I'm happy about that. And now I see you're talking about teeth, and I've been for about the last 5 days on a diet to heal a tooth, and it's really amazing when you see a tooth in your mouth healing. And I saw a lot of videos and people making these testimonies, but it's in my mouth and it's getting better. And I'm happy you said clove oil. That's not one thing I have tried. I've been doing like the diet of bone broth and eating liver and the other things they said. I did put like garlic mixed with salt on there once. That seemed very powerful. And swishing, one of the strange ones was swishing salt and pepper in warm water through your mouth. Salt and pepper, but anyway.
Okay, so how is it helping your tooth? What's the difference that you're seeing?
It seems that the black has gone away. So I think it's growing enamel. Uh-huh. And the gum is separating a little, but that's just because I think the decay is gone. And I can brush. There's no sensitive.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, sensitivity is gone. That didn't get my question. I'm doing distilled water and reverse osmosis now. Should I take fulvic minerals?
I recommend Shilajit because the fulvic minerals are don't have a broad enough spectrum of minerals in them. So Shilajit is better.
What is it you recommend?
And that's from Russia. That's from Shilajit from Russia. You can buy it on eBay, or since you're right there in France, you know, you're closer, you could probably get it at the local shop.
Shilajit?
Yeah, Shilajit. Shilajit.
Okay. Okay, I'll look for that. Thank you. Oh, I didn't have the clove oil, but I chewed cloves.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
That worked. Bye, ciao.
Bye-bye. All right, we have Mark in Arizona. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. What's your question?
Yeah, I listened to your webinar last week, and you had mentioned taking the vitality capsules at the largest meal. I eat that in the evening, but I would rather do it in the morning when I eat a lighter meal. Is that effective still? Is that acceptable?
Oh, yes, it's still effective. The reason to eat vitality capsules at the largest meal is to minimize any stomach cramping or discomfort. So if you can take your vitality capsules at a smaller meal and not have any cramping or discomfort, then that's perfectly fine.
Okay, and like with a water fast, it's still acceptable to take those, correct?
I wouldn't take vitality capsules with a water fast because your stomach is empty and it can be irritating. So you can play that by ear. If you can take them with a water fast and not experience stomach upset, then that's okay.
All right. Well, that answers my question. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Okay. You're welcome, Mark. All right. Let's go take a look at Facebook. Lots of questions. All right. All right. Everyone's making jokes. So yeah, this Wi-Fi is bad for these viruses that are normally handled by immune system. They are unleashed. Peggy. How can you get rid of boils in your armpits? So if you have boils in your armpits, there might be a problem with your attire. In other words, you might be wearing some kind of tight, constricting something around your chest. So definitely loosen up your clothing so those boils can drain. The next thing you can do is you can put a mixture of turpentine and castor oil in your armpits. That's going to help. But most importantly is to increase your bowel movements, make sure you're pooping, and then change your diet, at least eliminate all the dairy and sugar, because that's what makes boils really anywhere grow. Okay, so Karen says, blood pressure is up during the night because of apnea. I want to avoid CPAP. So what is your blood pressure? The question is. So if it's 140 over 90 or less, I would leave it alone. But more questions, other questions, well, what about sleep apnea? Believe it or not, eating beef tongue will help with sleep apnea because that strengthens the tissue in the back of your tongue. So it pulls up out of the way, and you can breathe. So beef tongue, believe it or not. When you say autoimmune diseases or syphilis, do you mean the sexually transmitted disease? Yes, that one. So the sexually transmitted disease, syphilis, is now a contaminant in vaccines. And so it is the same syphilis, but people are getting it via injection, not sex. Okay, let's see. Dr. Young, is it necessary to find a particular type of rice bran? No. No, it's not. All right, we've got about 10 minutes left here. Let's take a look. Does tongue also help with chronic snoring? Absolutely. Cedric, what a shame about the black CG experiment on black folks. Again, you missed the point. The point was they observed these black people with untreated syphilis so they could have their story in place to roll out all of these autoimmune diseases. And so what was initially possibly victimization of a small number of people with brown skin has turned into a population-wide victimization that people are enthusiastically participating in. Oh, I have an autoimmune disease. Oh, I have an autoimmune disease. That's nice. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. All right, so we got, I think we've got, what? How do you know you're doing too much cleansing? What are the side effects? Could it include your mouth, tongue, and lumps on back of the tongue? It could. But you know you're doing too much cleansing when you're losing weight and feeling worse. There is your, there, that's it right there. Okay. Tattoos, are they safe or a health hazard? You know, I don't have enough information to say. All right, we are going to commercial.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to FrontSight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. And welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. And let's see. Let's go check out the chat room. How do you deal with autism? The first thing to do with autism is you got to be real, okay? This kid's brain has been damaged. And I think if people with autistic child would just say, my child's brain has been damaged and we're trying to repair it, they would have a lot more success in saying, my kid has autism, my kid's Asperger's, whatever. the kid basically has a form of mental retardation where his brain is not, has not developed or will not develop properly due to poisoning or some type of assault, basically. So if you can grasp that, then you're kind of on your way. So for a person with autism, the best thing is to clean up the diet. You've got to clean up the environment. Stop all of the personal care products. Stop all of the chemical-filled clothes. It's a whole, process. I would recommend, a discovery session for that. That would be the best way. And you can go to drjenniferdaniels.com for that. All right, we have one last question that would be from Brian. Brian, what is your question? We've got 2 minutes.
I'm listening to Dr. Martin Paul from Western Washington, and he's saying, there is a electromagnetic field inducing hormone. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a fight or flight type hormone that is being introduced into people's sleep time. Mm-hmm. So the exact opposite of...
What's your question, though? We have 2 minutes. What's your question?
Would you consider having Dr. Paul on to discuss electromagnetics and the 5G nightmare? I know it's not how you run your show, but I'm wondering, he could just call in and have an hour to... I think if people knew we're all going to be sterilized and not have any grandkids, we might be able to keep the electromagnetic nightmare from happening as opposed to putting Band-Aids on a hemorrhage. Would you consider it?
Personally, I have 3 kids. As I can see, I'm not going to have any grandkids, and I don't think it's 5G. I think that, I wouldn't. I think if you're worried about 5G, hey, get a plane ticket. That's what I did. Some things you just don't have control over. You're not in a situation where people who are making these decisions are responsive to your needs. And I think it's very unrealistic to think that they care. So, my philosophy is, once you decide it's a problem, the question is how to avoid it. And that's it. So I'm more of an avoidance type person. Okay, let's see. Okay, I guess that's really it for today because we are just about out of time and they're about to start the music. Please visit our sponsor at vitalitycapsules.com and get your vitality capsules. We'll see you next week, and as always, think, happen.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again, you said you would with me across the sea.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to